If you notice in the order of worship, there's a thing called a youth message. And if you look around the room, all you see is children.
Amen.
Children of the living God. Now, there's no tiny ones, just big ones. Comes in all shapes, colors, and sizes. But we're all children of God. Did you know the golden rule? How many of you ever heard the golden rule? You know what it's related to? Well, it's related to Scripture when Jesus said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But the golden rule itself is not in the Bible. The principle of the golden rule is there. In the late 1600s, early 1700s in England, don't know who started the term, the golden rule, but that's when it was starting to be used. And then Abraham Lincoln referred to it a lot during his presidency. He also talked about a house divided cannot stand, also relating back to the Scripture. But the golden rule is that. Now, we know that we can't tell a book by its cover, and we can't tell a person by looking at a person, because we don't know what the person is like, what the person looks like, what the person does or don't do. So we just have to kind of love them. And we are commanded to love one another. That's what Jesus, how he used that golden rule. Now, if you remember my friend John Riley, that came to visit a couple of years ago, he had always had told me, the Scripture says that you are to love one another. That's a commandment, and you got to do it. And that's hard, but you got to do it. But he said you don't have to go fishing with them. So you don't have to like people or like what they do, but you got to love them, pray for them, and lift them up. Isn't that cool to be able to know that you can do that? We had a bishop some years back that used to always say that you got to love them, and you don't have to retaliate, and you don't have to say, well, if you kick my dog, I'm going to stomp your cat. That's the retaliation thing about it. And so we're not supposed to do it. That's hard. But how do they know we are Christians? Is by our love. Hallelujah. The golden rule.
I have something I'd like to add to that.
Oh, good. Please do.
As we were driving to the doctor the other day, or last week, or whatever it was, on the radio they were talking about the Ten Commandments and how we should love one another, love thy neighbor, and that's what God wants us to do. And they said, do you realize the first four commandments teach us how to love God? The next six teach us how to love one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we got home, I had to read them all. Like, I can see that specifically after hearing that, where it calls out exactly what I heard on the radio, and I was just flabbergasted. So of course I had to share it with people, tell my sister, tell my mom, tell other people. So that was just overwhelming. I didn't, had never looked at it before like that.
Yeah,
so that was pretty amazing. It's all right there in the tent.
Yep, it sure is. Yeah. You know, one of the things about that's so neat, and I can see it coming again, because we're going to get started to get back to some basics and so forth, and maybe even Bible reading in school, or getting up in the morning and, you know, talking about our relationship and pray, because most of us heard about the golden rule and the Ten Commandments in grade school.
Yes.
Yeah, and they don't do that anymore.
And
Pledge of Allegiance. So, yeah, I do feel as though that we're on the verge of some kind of great awakening. We haven't had a great awakening for a long time. We had the first great awakening in the 1700s, the end of the 1800s. We had another great awakening in this country. And pray for the great awakening.
Yes,
you will truly be blessed. Yeah. Well, great.